Panera now delivers, so you can order good, clean food right to your office or door or porch or backyard or front yard or apartment or dorm or castle or shop or worksite or wherever. For lunch, dinner, and everywhere in between. Click the banner to order or visit PaneraBread.com. Participating locations only. Panera. Food as it should be.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this is interesting. I'm still figuring this out.
Well, you better talk, Thomas.
Well, I am talking.
Welcome, them.
Well, hold up a sec. I'm trying to figure everything out here. But, yeah, welcome to your battle to win. My name is Jared. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what's going on here. But, yes, I'm going to click promote and send this out on, I'm posting on your Facebook wall.
Mm-hmm.
So, wanting to first requesting you want to post on your behalf. I did turn the chat on, so if you guys want to make comments and interact with us via the chat, that would be awesome. That would be absolutely awesome. We do have your charger, correct, Mom? Okay. Cool. So, yes, now I'm just trying to, we don't have to worry about that yet. Send. Sending, so it says your message was sent. I'm going to go log on to your Facebook. And that didn't work.
Yeah, let me talk for you.
All right.
So, we have a studio set up here. However, now we're using my iPhone to start the show. We were going to be introduced, and I think something must have happened. So
here we are.
I think we have it all set up. Jared set it up masterfully that he can do. So does it look like we're live?
It says we're on air.
Okay,
or
welcome.
Oh, cool. So it counts us down how much time we have on air. That's awesome.
Okay.
So
this is pretty good. We're figuring it out ourselves. We were going to... Lecky and my son, Jared Lecky, here.
I'm trying to figure this
and
out.
And he's working the equipment. So we'll be using this, and hopefully this works out well. So just a little bit about it. My son has done a couple years of radio broadcasting at his East Valley Institute of Technology, where we have one of the best radio programs that there are in the nation for students. So he had 2 years of really good mentorship, and so he'll bring some livelihood to what we're doing. Myself, I've done some radio. It was back at UCLA a long time ago when I was a newscaster for KLA, our radio station. And so my degrees were in kinesiology from UCLA. I started out Econ International Studies and then went on to psychobio and then to kinesiology, which is where I landed. And
that's
then,
what we're doing. We're broadcasting through the phone.
Yep.
So it looks like what you normally are supposed to do is broadcast through Skype. And that's how it's supposed to be set up, but she didn't tell us that. So we're literally on a wing right now.
It's all right. It's going to work out well. Let me just get through this little bit of the awkward beginning just so you guys get to know us. Really what we're wanting to do is get to know you. This series is not obviously about us. This is about you winning your battle.
All right. So this is our battle right now. I don't know how many people are listening right now.
We're going to win.
But I'm posting it to the event page because the link didn't get posted there. So it's just to update everybody that we are currently live.
Okay.
We don't need our headphones on now. I just have them on.
We both have our headphones on with the
whole studio set
up. With the whole studio set up.
We don't go ham. What's the term? We don't mess around.
Yep. So back to what I was saying about wanting to make sure that this is something that you feel comfortable with. So we're putting it together in a way that we realize some people like to go through a lot of information and want to cut to the chase and just go through the itemized things. Then there are other people who, you know, that would turn off, and we need to be more relaxed and, you know, the radio show type demeanor. So we're going to do both as well as we can, and all these different things in between to try to meet your needs. And we want you to give us feedback, especially on the call-in part or on the, you know, ideas for us. We want to keep making it better every week to meet the battle that we all want to win. So get your pens and your paper and get ready. As we get oriented here, one of the most important things that you'll be doing is you'll be recording and reviewing. So for a lot of people, you know, that's second nature, and for other people that's like a reach and you don't necessarily want to do it, but you'll see that this is the key because it causes things to be deliberate for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well-defined and definitive. So to win this battle for you to win, those are very important, to be definitive, to be deliberate, and to be right on top of your game. So, okay, hopefully you guys are all getting this stuff out there ready for yourselves. So just our title, this is your battle to win, immediately orients you, right? And then there is clarity. And that brings a very distinct frame of mind. And that's part of what is necessary. You can feel it. You know, that's why you have tuned into this, is because you can feel that it orients you immediately to the idea that you're going to win. So we're used to talking about fighting the battle, and I think that's our big problem. Okay. My son's going to troubleshoot, and so you got to hear me for a little bit alone. So, all right, now where was I? Okay. So we had it all worked out. We had it kind of fun. So when we talk about fighting our battles, but then we're not really oriented for the win. We're in the fight mode, and we're, you know, kind of struggling, or we're having to endure through the fight. But when we define the win, everything changes. It orients us for the win. So the battle is about becoming clear. That's the first thing, becoming clear about what is true and what is not. And we will go more into that part of it into the next show. But this is an important concept to do right now, and that the first battle in every win is for the truth to become clear for you. So this, we have a lot more interactive. So right now, you know, obviously we're going to take it more like a little. All right. Yeah. Okay. So the first battle is for you to be clear on what the truth is. So what we want you to do is take that piece of paper right now, and you want to be able to jot down what those things are. So let me get – all right. So right now, in terms of you facing your battles, a lot of it is emotional, right? You feel the emotions of coming across, you know, the things that you have to face, and it takes courage because there's some fear there and there's some – hurts there, and there are problems that you've gone through. So then the first thing we must decide is this battle worth winning? Is it worth, you know, sometimes we're just talking about, is it worth fighting for? But, you know, we really have to say, is it worth winning? And what are we willing to do to put in so that we can actually win it? And so we do have to count the cost. You know, we have to think, you know, is there a way? And then if there is a way, will you have a will? Usually say where there's a will, there's a way. So if you can keep that phrase, you know, I used that phrase a lot growing up. So I was able to always keep in front and center that where there was a will, there was a way. So I was going to will myself to make something happen. But the other thing to know that, you know, for some people I think it's the reverse. They have to say, you know, is there a way? And then if there is a way, then will I have a will? You know, people don't necessarily come in like, you know, the ones that come in like a bull in a China store, you know, they're going to put their will to work. You know, so there's a lot of different types of people, but really we're all needing each other in the win. So we all need to be there for each other to make the win. So even if our styles are different and we think differently, we really have to help one another. And that's a lot of what our show is about, is so that we can see how we can come down to some very fundamental principles and then put them to use together as a team of people, because we can't do this on our own. We can't win on our own, but the battle is each of ours to win. We have to win our own battles, but you'll see how interdependent we are to make that happen. Okay, so one of the things you need to do is ask yourself, because this is usually the first big stumbling block to whether or not you really want to win, or if you just want to be miserable or upset or discouraged or complaining, is really, is it worth it to give up my pride, right, to get the win? Well, because it's requiring some kind of change for us. We're not doing something right. Something's going amiss. Why we're not winning. So we have to be, I guess, at a place of saying it's worth it to give up some of my pride, even if it's a little by little, but it has to be done. So that, you know, the next step is that humility is necessary in order to ask for wisdom. And so where are you going to ask for wisdom? Some people feel it's safe if they're just tuning into, you know, like this, a show, a talk. Some people feel safe if they're asking for wisdom from a book. Some people feel the most safe asking from the Holy Spirit or from God. Some people, you know, feel safe when they're confiding in a friend or a counselor or a teacher or somebody who will be there for them. And then sometimes we don't even feel comfortable asking for wisdom. We don't really want to ask somebody. We really don't even want to know what the other options are because they just feel too big or too scary or too something or another. But those things that keep us from wanting to change, you know, those are the things that are our first battle. So, you know, there's some preliminary battles that we have to win in order to recognize that we can win the whole battle, but the first ones are usually the hardest. You know, these first things of getting oriented and being willing to deal with these tough emotions that have been attached to different things, which is one of the things we're going to go into the next show, which will be, you know, how are we going to deal with those traumas that we don't seem to be able to get over? And we have some really good tools for you to get over those quickly. But for today's time, we're going to really orient you. The three things that you're wanting to do is you're wanting to orient and organize and then own your win. Again, so go ahead and jot this down. You want to orient, organize, and own your win. So, let's see. All right, right now you are orienting. You know, what we're doing and talking about this, you can feel the change of perspective. So you're orienting, and now you're going to need to define it. You're wanting to position yourself for the win. And so you want to begin, and you can take notes, to define as exact as possible towards the truth. Okay, so what your notebook is for, you know, I don't know what type of paper you have out there, but what we're realizing in doing this process is it's best to have a full notebook and not be concerned about wasting paper or a normal way of writing sequentially in a notebook, but taking that notebook and at the top of every page, writing the win. Or if you are someone who wants to be more organized in it, you may want to take the first couple pages of your notebook and just write line after line. And you can end up with hundreds or even thousands of things that you want to win if you really put your mind to it. But at the beginning here, you know, just as many as free flow come, all the most important ones to you, the ones maybe that you're, you know, feeling the most emotion to, or they're the most pressing needs that you have, you want to jot those down, and we'll talk a little bit more about specifics in a moment. So, you know, and this is what I'm saying. For those who feel like right now, I think we're going more in the, we're right on top of it, and we're going to go through it, and we're not having the fun radio time that, you know, Jared and I had worked out and planned. But, you know, so for I guess for everyone, you can start writing it down, you know, just writing it down. If you're the kind that likes to listen, then you can listen and then at least have a few notes ready for you to do it on your own afterwards. So the idea is when you write what the wins are that you want, then they're right there in front of you. And you know, then you'll see that there are actually very many things, and that's why it's difficult for us, because we're not organized. We're not oriented towards the wind, and then we're not organized with all the different areas. You know, there are dozens or hundreds. You know, when we have kids and grandkids, then that even becomes exponentially larger, because we're taking on, you know, their wind, the things that they want to do. We have some ownership in that, in wanting to help them. And yet it's theirs. So this, you know, is about helping equip us, for us to be able to win, and then us to be able to help them win. And it's not as frustrating for us. It's more of a win for us, than we're not, you know, entangled so much and trying so hard to help other people. Now, that's one big thing about what this process does. So you're going to either correct now. So this idea that you're wanting to orient towards your win, is, we talked a little bit about how dependent that is on truth, which we'll go again into the next show, but it's really an important concept, so we bring it up now. The idea is that if an airplane starts at the equator and heads out to go around the world and is off course 1%, by the end of the circumference of the world, they are off course 500 miles, which is a considerable amount. Now, my little story about my background in the study of movement, exercise, and sports science that I was, studied, I was one direction. My course was, I wanted to be an orthopedic surgeon. You know, I thought that was the right direction. You know, there was no other direction in my mind. But after I graduated, and a friend of mine was working at this alternative clinic, which I had really no interest in. You know, my blinders were on, and I was, really happy with the direction I was going. But she reoriented me. She said, no, I really think you should check out what we're doing. So, because she kept saying it every time I saw her, then I went. And I saw all of a sudden that there was another direction we can go. And now that was the first way I was really reoriented to the idea that we are in a big battle. Once I found out that there was some other direction, which really wasn't just 1 degree, it was like 180 degrees the other direction, then the idea that we have to cut and paste, or, they have to have some kind of major intervention like that to correct the problem, whereas now I think very differently. However, the point is that, whatever degree is, 1 degree or 180 degrees, it's really important to see that the specificity, how specific you are towards the direction that your win is. The win is you want to help people get well, and you want to ideally help everyone get well. For me, in my field of, not in the orthopedics, I didn't think that there were, percentages were fine. As long as I had a certain statistic to get, a certain amount of people, because that was the best that we knew how to do. Well, the idea is that truth should be able to unlock everybody. So that's what I've learned in the natural realm, is that that you can actually, the way that we're made is that we have been given everything so that we can make corrections in the body, in the mind, and the spirit, and everything. And so, those will be discussed later in other shows, because that's an important part of the battle. So the vision that you need must be specific. Where your win is must be literal and tangible. It must be sensory. You should be able to feel where you're headed with this win. And it's based on belief. So your belief should encompass it. And right now, you jot those down. These are just things for you to be aware of when you're writing, we'll talk about the process. So the process to orient is defining your win. So, you might write, let's see, where is it?
Over there.
It's over there. Where's my notebook?
Well, first battle that you win is going to be helpful.
It was right here. So now, to go from the classroom setting to a little bit more of the blue one.
These are my notebooks.
Okay.
I'm winning my battle.
Hey, I was wondering what would happen. I can actually bring my phone around.
Hey,
yeah, you guys can come with me. So microphone right here. So if you take a time and think through things, because I had a list of different ideas. It's, you know, because like defining your win might not do a whole lot for you, like that idea of just defining your win. I know I typed it up here too, so let's see. So you might want to say, what is my desired win? What is my wanted win? The win that I want, or you can say, this is how I define winning my battle, or defining my win. You know, this is define. I guess that's where we started. So there are different. Do you find, or you help someone else define what connects best with them. So what connects best with me was the desired win. So I wrote down desired win. So, you know, if that connects with you, you could write that down on the top of all your pages, or you might end up finding that there's something better. You might start off saying desired win, and then you might say, oh, you know, this works better for me. But you really want to engage yourself on how you want to project that win, how you want to describe it. And then, you know, we weren't going to go through this like a teaching. We're going to have it be more interactive, a lot more natural. So, I know I'm trying to find where I'm at. So help me out. All right. So, thing to do is, you know, right now we're just talking about writing them down. So the first thing is to define it in your mind. Write it down every time you think about it. You should have that notebook or put it in your phone. Write it down again later. But the big thing is you want to record them, because that's that intentionality. You know, that's the deliberateness of what you're doing. So when we usually talk about it, we talk about it in a way that we express it, or we want to, you know, maybe vent about it or complain about it, or, you know, we want a soundboard off somebody. But when we write it down or we put it into an audio recording or a video recording, some type of form like that, it is deliberate and definitive. And that's really important for the win, because your actions towards winning must be the same, must be deliberate, and must be definitive. And so that's what you're doing by writing them down. So the first thing is define. The next thing is to write them or record them, you might call it. And then number three in the process is you want to review until you do it. So you want to review it every day. You want to, you know, what your desired win is. And then the tools, again, I guess I just skipped this list, but in the desired win. So you'll write down the desired win, or, you know, however you want to write it, and then you'll write it, whatever that is. And then you'll write tools. And these are the tools that you need in order for that win. So what your tools are, what you'll see is, as you do this, the tools that you need for each of the different wins are different. And some of those tools are going to be things like wisdom. Right? You're going to need wisdom. That's a tool to win your battle. And then you'll want truth. You'll want, for some battles, you'll really see how important it is for you to write down one of the tools you need that you might not have is faith. It might be courage. It might be hope. So, you know, usually these terms are kind of nebulous to us. They're just things that we think are character traits or stuff that we, you know, that are good morals or something like this. But they are actually tools. There are equipment in order to accomplish or win. So we have to have hope in order to win. We have to have courage. We have to have the discipline and then the persistence. And for the ones that have to do with relationships, we have to have love. And we have to have, you know, the forgiveness. So these are tools that are necessary. You know, we cannot win the battles without sharpening these tools, without making these tools, being experts at using them. So patience, then that persistence, and then you might have certain things that are specific that you need as tools, which might be a larger room or, you know, a larger car or something that is more fuel efficient. Or, you know, there's a lot of things. You might need to get your website done, or you might need to read more or practice more. So these are the tools. You know, they could be anything, but you really want to define what those tools are for each desired win. And then by going into step three, where you're going to now take a look at them and review them every day, and you're going to say, hey, am I developing these tools? You're going to write down how you use them and maybe how you failed to use them, maybe how you fell back into going into the loss. And then you just write down, I need these tools. They need to be stronger, you know. And, you know, you want to be creative with it. Whatever draws you out to connect with the process of executing your win, of accomplishing every step that's required to have that victory. And so sometimes you'll want to do it in just 15-minute bites. If it seems too much for you, especially when you write out all the different wins you want, you're like, oh, my goodness, there are so many things. But that's, I think, part of our problem is that we're not really assessing all the different battles that we're in. And sometimes then we really let the battle beat us up because we feel like we're losing. But if we write these things down and we're reviewing them and we're committed every day to at least a few minutes, if not more time, to accomplishing it, then we see where we're winning. Then we don't beat ourselves up. You know, then we don't, you know, feel hopeless or feel like we're not gaining. It's very important that we self-encourage. I think we're not taught that in our culture, that how to encourage ourselves or how to do even go through this type of process. But this has been deliberate. We have to see that we're up against a very real enemy. You know, we can see all the things that are creating a battle with us, all the things that oppose us. These are our enemies. You know, they're concepts, but then, you know, for those of us who think this way, they're actually principalities. They're things from darkness. They're things that are meant to distract us or take us away or to kill, steal, and destroy from us. So we need to be definitive on what the opposite of what is going on. And one of the big things that you want to note is that while you're going for the win, everything should be a contrast, a huge contrast to what has created the loss. So, for instance, you know, if you're being impatient and you're, you know, just upset because something's not being done right or whatever, the big contrast is fully being patient, being able to trust that there's a solution or there's an outcome for this, and that peace that accompanies that. You know, there's a large contrast between the win or going in the direction of the win and where we're losing, right? I mean, really, the battle is ours to win in ourselves because all the tools that are needed, whether it be in ourselves because the problem has, I mean, really all, I mean, I guess all our fundamental battles that we have to win are us. So if we talk about our physical ailments, these are things that I wanted to outline here. Is, you know, these are some ideas for you to look at, and then you'll see how much of it really is on us. So some of the ideas of what you want to write down as your desired win in categories of physical ailments. So, you know, you might not think that you have only a few, but once you get started and you can write them all down, you'll see like, oh my goodness, you know, there's a lot of things that I would like to have better. There's a lot of things I'd like to win at in my physical body. So we write those down. Then you can do the emotional disturbances. And, you know, maybe some of that is a little difficult because then all of a sudden you start, you know, maybe not wanting to admit it or whatever. But we end up with a ton of emotional disturbances, things that set us off, things that we don't like or, you know, or that we're really hurt by. Those are wins we want to have. We don't want to lose to those emotional disturbances. And then the mental challenges that we have, you know, those are all needed to be listed. I mean, there are a lot of different things that could be a mental challenge or a mental hurdle. There's some kind of victory that needs to be won in the mental realm. So those are some ideas, some areas to write. Then now we're looking at relationships and other people's shortcomings. What kind of wins do we have to have for other people's shortcomings? So those are another category you can list out. And those can get to be a lot because that ties into how we're going to deal with someone else's insufficiency or someone else's losses. Really, you know, we really enjoy other people's wins, but what are we doing with other people's losses? Are we helping them to win or do we create a loss for ourselves and for them? So that's where this is our battle to win. And when we win the battle, then we're actually going to help them. And then these tools that we're working with right now are tools that we'll be able to use with other people too. So those are some other categories, people's shortcomings. Then perspective and impression. So usually we think our perspective is correct or our impression is correct, and really we have only that to go off. But that's what one of our battles that we have to win, that that's true to truth. It has to be plumbed to truth. Our perspective and our impressions of things have to be aligned with what the win is, because otherwise we might think we're winning in our perspective, but, you know, more than likely we're not, not any one of us is completely right, especially as we start seeing the bigger and bigger pictures involving other people or involving our whole community or then the whole, you know, country or the world. We start going, okay, how can we have a correct perspective on this whole thing? You know, it can't be delegated to just parties. You know, there's no way, we can really see already that there's no way that the parties have a good, clear view of what the truth is. So the thing is the perspective impressions need to be won. They're battles that have to become accurate. And so we have to win it for ourselves, and then we can, you know, clearly see, like, the other guy is wrong, the other party, or, you know. But the thing is that they think that their perspective and impression is correct. And so there's a battle for them to be won. We're not battling them. So this is, like, this whole thing helps us to reorient to the idea that, you know, those passages that talk about we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, and rulers of this dark age. You know, we can really see that there are evil forces out there. But we don't, you know, we really have to put attention to it. We have to put, you know, that above, you know, higher wisdom, something that's more than what's common here, that it into play so that we can really see, like, you know, how is this a battle, and against what are we fighting? You know, what's behind the people's ours? You know, if we look at ours, then I guess it becomes easier then to look at what's going on with other people. What's behind our losses? You know, people are blaming us for our losses, and we're blaming them, but aren't we just then being fooled into looking at what's happening in flesh and blood rather than in the spiritual realm, in which there are things that are definitively going against us, like tempting us to have a different character, to have a different position, to have something that's erroneous rather than truth-based. So, you know, that's what you're going to be looking at. So in defining what you want to win, because there's a lot of things. So, you know, definitely don't get overwhelmed. You know, either take a full notebook and, you know, 200-page notebook and write like 200 things out there, or, you know, put it in the computer. But I really recommend that, you know, you might do that for organization, but I recommend highly. And Jared, you know, we went through some of our practice rounds, you know, just joking about, you know, he so sees that it's necessary to handwrite it. But I've for years, you know, been wanting to handwrite things, and he's, you know, a millennial who loves to use his little techie devices to record everything. So, you know, he types it all into his notes on his phone. But when he was willing to do it, he was able to really see, right, Jared?
Yes.
Big. Go ahead.
Sorry, I've been trying to help out with the with some of the technical stuff. I'm figuring this new setup, this website out. But no, along the lines with writing things down, I like to pay attention to what my mind is always up to, even though I'm very active and I like to be physically doing stuff. I pay attention to a lot of how my mind works, and I'm always trying to figure out new ways to make my mind work better. And something about handwriting creates the connection between your ideas and your body actually organizing them to the point where it's going to carry them out. So, for example, I've recently been struggling with time management, and I know I'm not the only one that has this problem, but when I started to categorize the different areas of my life that need to be addressed, it was more or less the fundamentals instead of the problems. The fundamentals that were creating the problems were being written down as I was thinking about the problems that I was writing down, if that makes sense. I was thinking about problems, But what ended up being written down was the fundamentals that were creating those problems. The incorrectness in my thinking, if that's even a proper grammatic way of explaining that. And what also ends up happening is as you're writing it down, you actually realize there's not that much, you're not, I mean, for me at least, I wasn't that off from where I was wanting to be, and I was being overwhelmed by stuff that wasn't as big of a chunk as it should have been. Therefore, making it a lot easier for me to streamline my mentality, my workflow, my thought process, even in the way that I approach these different problems. It completely changed within less than 10 minutes, actually. I wrote it down. I wrote the ideas in less than 4, and instead of doing some notes, and it took me less than 5 minutes, and I was already completely refocused. I was reorganizing my schedule book like crazy. I have a schedule book, but it wasn't even that as organized as it is now. So just to give an example, I guess, of how it's affected my life, and I'm just a lot more diligent, a lot more focused, my mind's clearer, and, you know, the battle is broken down into smaller battles that are easier to win, which results in winning the war.
So, yeah, we had this workout a lot more fun. We'll be more fun for you next time. Right, dear?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what he touched on right there was really good. And, I mean, part of it, too, is, you know, it took him some time to get to that place, and he really resisted it. And I know for me, like workbooks and things, when, you know, we've done those over the years, it's like, those have really turned me off. I've never really been interested in writing those down. I'd rather just talk about it. But in going through this process over this last year, I've really seen that more than anything. I mean, we can get through so much faster by writing it down and recording it. And the whole this whole process started a little over a year ago when I was writing a book and I realized that that I really didn't have, it wasn't interactive enough. So I decided to write out some questions. And I was really opposed to questions in my own mind because I don't really like workbooks, like I said. And yet these questions flowed for and became, you know, something that we'll use. I think we're going to start it in the third, in our third presentation, our third program, radio program. But the idea is that if right now you're feeling opposed to it, you know, like writing it down, for those, some of you, it's like no problem, it's like journaling, but it's better. I mean, when you really see the deliberateness of the specificity of what you're doing, the precision, you know, you'll see there's that difference. But for those who even, you know, are right now, don't have a pencil and a paper in front of them, just how Jared was. And so you just heard what he said. So just want to encourage you just to do it. Just do it, even if it's only a word or two. I mean, that's how my husband.
Even that, even just a small amount just helps. I mean, I didn't write that much, and it changed everything.
Yeah, and my husband, when he started, some of the stuff, he just wrote one word. And that was funny. He didn't even answer all the questions. It's 2 pages. And he did, it's basically you repeat this for different beliefs. And he wouldn't even fill out the whole thing. He would only fill out what he felt like doing, I guess. And some of them were only one word. And huge changes in him, just with the deliberate, being deliberate and defining what our thoughts are. So the next thing of those three areas, the orient, organize, is to own. Orient, organize, and own. So what Jared was saying right there is what happened by him writing it is that he took ownership over it. There's something neurologically that connects to you from your mind to your paper, or from your own voice to hearing your voice back, or to seeing yourself if you video record yourself, to watch yourself and have it come back to you. You know, those are ownerships over your thoughts. You express it and it comes right back as your own. And so, you know, you, it's really the reason to write this down or to record it, you know, to audio or video record it that way or in writing, is because you must know what you're owning. You must know it to own it. So if you want to win the battle, you must know what you need to do in order to win it and take full ownership over it. And it's just so liberating, like Jared was saying. It just doesn't take long, and all of a sudden you're freed up. You've won a battle. You've won another battle. You've won another battle in a very short amount of time. So go ahead and get that started if you haven't already started a little bit of it right now. Okay. So, again, on the ownership, I think you mentioned a little bit about priorities. Owning it means that you've made the win a priority. If you're going to own that win, you've made it an all-out priority that you're going to win it. And that takes, you know, you being convinced that you can and that you must and then that you will win. So these are key words. You must be convinced. And then you must highly value the win. So you must, whatever that win is, you know, you must put it at a higher value than you are now. If you're not winning it, it's not high enough of a value. There's conflict. There's things that you value more. Maybe, like we talked about, your pride. Maybe the fear. You know, you actually value the fear more than the courage, more than the persistence or the work that's going to entail, or the rest and the faith that it's going to entail. So then the fourth and final part of this is that you want to record and review your wins. So you first wanted to define it, then you wanted to record, and then you wanted to review those other wins on a daily basis until you are actually able to do it, and then you want to record and review. So you have those three O's that I talked about. Those are all occurring in those four steps process. So we'll review that one more time in a moment. But this fourth one step is that you want to record and review your wins. So you're not only recording and reviewing the process to get to the win, but the record and reviewing of the wins for several reasons. One is that it's a needed encouragement, because that win, you're going to build off that win for other wins. And so to keep it front and center, it blocks out any ability for the enemy to attack again. You know, once you know exactly and you put up all the boundaries for that win, all the guardrails, all the things that produce it, so then you're going to be able to do more. And then you'll be able to encourage other people. It's right there. And later on in another show, we're really going to talk about the importance of the stories that you have. They are very important. So the record and review of your wins also produces something that is another very useful tool. So let's check the time. What time is it there?
6:43.
Okay. So we didn't get to really find out how the show is going to transition into the commercials, or even if there are going to be commercials on this one. Oh, okay. I guess Jared figured it out. So, but I'm not sure if specifically is that 10 till the hour? So let me wrap this up. Okay. All right, 7 minutes here. So when you want something enough, then you're going to do whatever it takes, right, for the win. That's how you've already accomplished all these other wins in your life. And that's then another important thing at the starting process, since this is a starting process. You can start from the beginning, the step 1, 2, 3, 4 on those. But you can also start with even writing down and reviewing the wins that you've already had. Now, sometimes we really have to encourage ourselves because, you know, things are really tough. You know, when we're facing a battle, it's very difficult. Sometimes we lose focus and it's hard. The very tools we need to win it, like hope and faith, and that courage and the persistence and the diligence and, you know, the pursuit of adequate knowledge, you know, all of those things are difficult. And so your starting point might be to record and review your previous wins and really be able to see what were the tools for those wins. What did you do to get there? You know, how awesome are you? Because you are awesome and you've done a lot of amazing things to get to where you are. However, it's just we don't have this framework of being oriented, organized, and owning all of the things that we've done and that we will do. So, you know, that brings us back to those three O's that are really important. And then that four-step process, which is to define the win. It's to record or write it down or however you're going to record it, audio or video. Then it's to review until you do. Review every day or even more often if you need to. until you actually accomplish that win, and review until you do. And then the fourth step is to record and review the win itself. And so that's the process that you repeat. And so there's a lot more to this winning your battle, but this is the foundation. And so please, this week, this is what you'll do. You'll do this every day. You can engage with me on Facebook. We're putting together a website in which it will be we're determining how we want it to be interactive, how we can be there to be a support for you, how we want to develop this so that you can help other people, and that, you know, we can become a big team, you know, set up things that are, you know, there's some vision behind this that can create a lot more wins, and then we'll just be on a roll. So next week's talk, we're gonna open up the other half, but I guess since I have a couple minutes, I'll do this and we'll review it again at the end. We're gonna go over the tools to overcome, which will equal the healing from your traumas that have glitched you up. So same topic. This is your battle to win. And then now you're going to have, you know, the tools to overcome and heal the traumas. Okay. So I think right now we're going to go into a commercial break. I don't know what the commercials are. Obviously, I would like you to listen to them because it supports the whole radio station. The way this radio station works is it's 7 days, 2 hours every day, different topics. And, I think they're all along. All of us have the common theme of, you know, the station name, which is Truth Emerges. And, you know, ours will be repeating this theme, This Is Your Battle to Win, on Sundays at 6. So, again, here, come back, I guess, please listen to this. You know, go do your chores or take care of some things or write on in your journal, and be tuned for when we come back. We'll go into more of a discussion format and take your calls. And so look forward to seeing you or talking to you then.
Hello, everyone. My name is Suzanne Marr, and I'm founder of Bye Bye Blue Skies, and we have a passion for the planet. Bye Bye Blue Sky is a dedicated global public environmental movement who seeks to be a voice for all living creatures and ecosystems, and to protect human health and safeguard the natural environment, air, water, and land which our sustenance depends. We use education, peaceful protest, and creative communication to expose one of the world's largest and most significant ecological threats and preeminent disasters, commonly known as climate engineering or chemtrails. Please visit our website, byebyebluesky.com, and learn the truth about the sinister aerosol spraying. There are many media articles, patents, government white papers, which are available on our site, which attest to these programs. We also have awareness items, bumper stickers, t-shirts, which can be purchased, and brochures and business cards, which can be downloaded and distributed. There are a number of ongoing Bye Bye Blue Sky GoFundMe billboard campaigns in North America. The link's available on our website. I encourage everyone to donate to these billboards. A few dollars can save the planet. Please also join Bye Bye Blue Sky on our Facebook page of the same name and meet dedicated and like minds. Thank you.
Hi, this is David Bozal, Vice President of Crystal Pure CBD. Have you been trying to get CBD, but you just don't like what's available? Sure, lots of people can get CBD, but most people don't realize that it's only 15% CBD and 85% black stuff. Why the black stuff? We don't know either. We'd like to introduce Crystal Pure CBD, made with 99.99% pure cannabidiol. That's pure CBD, just like sugar. We mix it with hemp seed oil and make some of the best stuff on earth. Crystal Pure CBD.
Pittsburgh are rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before.
Hey folks, this is the Mouth, and if you need something moved, you need to go through Dadco Transportation. Family-owned and operated, Dadco Transportation specializes in pad wrap fixtures to retail stores throughout the country, as well as furniture transportation, pad, trap, and box furniture from California to Arizona to all points east. Be it truckload, LTL, rollout, exclusive use, or expedited, Dadco is here to service their clients safely, efficiently, and quickly. So if you need something moved within the continental U.S., contact Dadco Transportation at 609-296-9121 or contact them directly at dadcotrans.com. That's dadcotrans.com.
But I can never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Einstein, she's already ready to rally against the guns.
Well, you're set up for failure, but it doesn't mean you have to fail.
A disarmed nation is ready for tyranny. What about the over 2 million crimes that were prevented by people being armed? This is a representative republic. Democracy is frickin' mob rule. That's what true democracy is. It's mob rule.
It's just like a matter of, you know, you gotta be careful who you listen to and whose input you take. And it's all fun and games.
One and only original Gorilla Radio with Austin Thomas and Liberty Lisa. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Only on the Truth Emerges Radio Network.
You took an oath to uphold the Constitution. Not to uphold gangster banksters and a bunch of tyrannous political puppets.
It has to start somewhere. It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
This is an historic moment. We have in this past year made great progress in ending the long era of conflict and Cold War. We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders. This is an historic moment. When we are successful, we will be a new world order.
One and only original Gorilla Radio with Austin Thomas and Liberty Lisa. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Only on the Truth Emerges Radio Network.
A new world order. An order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Yes, you have a right to do things that are very controversial. If not, you're going to end up with government that's going to tell us what we can eat and drink and whatever.
Well, hello. This is Liberty Lisa, and you are listening to The Truth Train.
We're on a mission from God.
I think that if we actually follow the Constitution, you know, it would be a completely different world that we were living in.
Oh, yeah!
You know, I myself am fighting against, you know, the unconstitutional state laws here on foreclosure here in Colorado. How in the world could the Attorney General, the purported defender of the people, support an unconstitutional law?
I'm kidding myself that I've got to be with these fools.
If you're going to amend the Constitution and show a track record of at least upholding what's there in the first place, let's not go and talk about changing something that you really don't know about and haven't implemented yourself.
You went full retard, man. Never go full retard.
The Truth Train with Liberty Lisa. Tuesday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Only on Truth Emerges Radio.
Hey, Jared and I are back. So this is the time to call in, and we can make discussions, which will be a little bit, I think, better for this first one, since we don't have the same setup that we had practiced with. So do you guys have that number there? It is 347-855-8301. Again, 347-855-8301, and then you press 1 to join this discussion. So we apologize for what happened on the last half. That was not the necessary style that we had planned. That obviously we want to do it more like a radio, and Jared's off right now talking with the program director. And all we know is that she apologized. So we apologize, and you know, it will definitely be a different format. We had a lot more fun in our practices this week. We had three of them. He has, because he does music production and he's an audio engineer, he's got equipment, you know, the mic. And so, yeah, we were having a good time. This was I don't mind doing teachings, but absolutely that was not what we planned on that last half. Like, we'd much rather have us be more engaging for you, a lot more fun, not a classroom type setting. So, now that I can loosen up a little, because we went into that, he was able to actually get us on air in 3 minutes. We had no idea. We kept wondering what was happening, how we were going to do this, and he was able to scramble around and click and connect. But you saw, you know, obviously since he wasn't in on most of our discussion and isn't now, that there's still a lot that he had to do and is still setting up right now. So please call in if you just even want to chat with me. It's 347-855-8301, and then you press 1 to join the conversation. Oh, so I overhear that there was a lot of dead air. I'm not sure what happened there, because I definitely was teaching the whole time, talking the whole time. So what it looks like, we're discussing at the break how to go about the next one, whether we do a rebroadcast, you know, start over again and do our broadcast next week, which it sounds like is the best idea. So we'll probably review this and go over it and have it a lot more fun, and you can invite people and have your notebooks ready and your pens. So somebody call on in. 347-855. Let's see, what are those last numbers? 347-855-8301. So I'm looking to see if anyone's doing any in the chat. Facebook message me if you want. Let's see. Which I couldn't even control while I was doing my part last time. So, yeah. So, thank you for tuning in. If you're there, who's ever there, really appreciate it. Really enjoyed the practice run and look forward to it being a lot more like we wanted to have the show. So, I think Lisa didn't even think that we were on. And from what I see that Jared was posting and answering you, Donna, and Lulu watching a different game, and Jennifer texting and letting us know what she could hear. So would really appreciate the communication and a call in. That would be fun. 347-855-8301. Press 1 to communicate. And actually, maybe you are doing it, because I know Lisa was gonna do that, but I don't think she's even able to do it right now because she's on the line with Jared. So let's go ahead and I'll just review some of the things, and then we can go from there. So really, maybe this time I could be more relaxed at what I'm doing because I was able to regather some of my thoughts. One of the things that I know that I wanted to emphasize was that in the organization process, think of it as your ingredients also for your win. And then in organizing, you must itemize, right? In order to, all the ways that you organize your house, or all the ways that you organize your day, goes into the process of organizing your win. So be creative with how you're going to perceive what's taking place to accomplish what you want to accomplish. You know, whether it be, you know, a knee problem that you want to take care of, you have to define that win. And then what are all the ingredients that would create that healing? What things you already know you can do? You know, if you're on a budget, what things can you afford to do? If you have a little bit more, how are you going to be wise with this? Because you have other battles to win too. You know, that's something that we will be discussing in a few shows down the road, is really the whole financial organization, because your resources are important to pull for your wins. And when you're not organized on that win, then you end up losing even on the financial end. You end up, more goes out in areas that aren't contributing to that win. So we'll end up going through those in some programs. Some programs will go over what's going on in your body, same type of thing as with the finances. You know, you only have a certain amount of resources. You want to keep those going. You want unlimited. So the unlimited finances help with an unlimited amount to contribute to your own body. Say the health has to come first before the finances. Now, we'd love to interact with you on which one you think, because it's really important to engage those thoughts. You know, which one comes first? You know, obviously good, sound health, a good, sound mind. You know, all of this contributes to you being able to have a good, sound your job or a good, sound business. You know, their frugality, your ability to be wise with what you have. You know, all those things change when you have good mental and emotional health. So those, we want to be able to bring to light, you know, how you can be organized, how you can orient yourself on how to win in all these areas, and then how to organize it, and then how to live with that ownership all the time. So, yes, it's a lot more fun. If Jared was here talking with me, you know, we'd go back and forth and we'd have more discussions. So, again, if you want to do that with me, the phone number is 837-855-8301. Now I've got the number memorized. Press 1 to talk with us. And again, if you are doing that and it's not working, then it must have to happen at the program director's end, you know, because she said she was going to show me or tell me or however I was supposed to. So she may think that there's nothing happening and maybe there's not. Something I guess I'll just have to wait and find out. And, yeah, I really appreciate you being on the other end listening and supporting our initial efforts in the midst of a little mini battle that we have to win. You know, things don't always happen the way that we want it to, and, you know, we have to be able to, I guess, consider, you know, how to take that and make it into a better win on the next time. You know, I really hope that everyone was able to hear the message, being able to apply it this week. We will be posting on the website. Jared and I are going to do, you know, either a daily or an every other day broadcast that we will put up on the website so people can hear and review and feel, you know, the connection and the accountability that we can mentor and provide. You know, we really want to be able to use those terms, really get them part of our culture where, you know, we are very open with each other to help each other and mentor each other and not get entangled and be able to be really free without feeling, you know, we have to take on other people's problems and that nobody's judging us. You know, all of those different things that have gone on in the past, we want to bring some organization to so that we function in a very free way, the way we're supposed to. So I hear that they're coming back in. So I guess right now, since I don't know what's happening, I should just keep talking. And we can go over some of the things like on the physical ailment, some ideas. You know, again, this would be more fun with Jared, right? We would banter back and forth. But the physical ailments, what are some of those things? And you're going to take a look at anything that you have on the outside of you. Then you might go with different parts of the body. And so you really get a good assessment, you know, what's happening with your eyes. Do you want your eyes to see better? Are you having some problems hearing? Do you have a little vertigo? You know, is your neck bothering you? Or, you know, when does that happen? Do you have problems with your ribs? I mean, there are a lot of parts, body parts. You know, you probably have, you know, some kind of problems here and there, a little wrist jammed or, you know, your toes. You know, you have trouble standing for a long time. These are things that you can prioritize which are more important to win. But they are important things. You know, as we age, if we don't take care of them and they start going backwards, they become bigger losses. Like they may be small losses now, but they can become bigger. So to write them down and to win them now when they're smaller is a good thing too. You know, so we're going to assess how to prioritize this as we go along. How do we unwind all these different things that we have, the traumas that we have, you know, the injuries, the emotional injuries, you know, that's the same thing. On the emotional end, you know, with emotional injuries and emotional trauma, so those are very difficult to deal with if you don't have the tools. So we're going to equip you next week with the tools on how to deal with all the different types of traumas, because injuries on the body, those have to do with trauma. Even when you talk about a virus attack on the body, that is trauma to whatever organs are being attacked. They are encountering trauma. So we will go over how to reduce the trauma, because that's really key. So then let's look at the mental challenges. You know, what are some of your mental challenges? Well, maybe the obvious one to me would be memory. Right, especially as we age, or with the fluoride, with the foods, you know, that you know, memory is. But what other mental challenges are there? Is it distraction, ADD, ADHD, autism? What are some of these mental disturbances? And then how do we process the win? You know, maybe we're told that, you know, people or kids or the grandkids can't get over autism, or can't you know, improve on Down syndrome, or whatever the other, you know, issues there are that seem to be limiting. However, you know, there are things behind it that can be studied and understood and mentored through, you know, taking a look at what other people's testimonies are, how they've dealt with other mental limitations, schizophrenia, You know, they say that all of these mental challenges, the emotional and the physical, they all have to do with inflammation in the body. So reducing the inflammation becomes key. You know, I know we have pharmaceuticals that reduce inflammation, but they also create other problems. So, you know, there's some double-edged issues there. Then there are many foods and there are many things, including sleep, that help to reduce inflammation. So, you know, in terms of the when, you know, we want to look at, you know, when you say, so these are the ways to go about the tools. You start looking at, you know, desired when, maybe mental stability, emotional stability, or, you know, however you want to word it, you know, maybe no more ADHD. So then you go, or no more bipolar. Then you go to your tools, and then you take a look at, okay, what would help the inflammation? That may be your first step then. So what triggers these things? Is it stress? Okay, then we're looking at inflammation and stress. So, you know, on the tools, what reduces inflammation? Good night's sleep, so black cumin seed, willow bark, white willow bark, you know, that's what's behind aspirin. Salicylic acid is, I guess, the active ingredient. You know, there's antioxidants, there's NRF1, NRF2. There are different things that address that inflammation. And so, you know, you might write those tools down, and you might then have to itemize which ones you can afford or which ones, you know, are reasonable. How much can you sleep? How do you rearrange your schedule? You know, if you exercise more, will you be able to sleep more? And will that create better rest, better mental clarity, getting the blood flow? That's another thing. Having clean blood has a lot to do with the clarity of the mind, or then therefore the emotions. You know, it helps make it sure that the liver can do all of its detoxification, which has to do with hormones. Now, so some of this talk are things that we will, you know, these things I just described are things we will talk about later on also in a category, but they all integrate. So the idea that when you're looking at what are your tools, you know, from what I say, you might want to then do a little more research in the area of anti-inflammatory natural healing remedies or essential oils, or you might look at, you know, what helps keep the blood clean, what herbs there are, you know, how exercise works, what about oxygen, you know, and helping the blood stay clean, you know, how do antioxidants work, how do antioxidant enzymes work, you know, there is a difference, you know, those types of studies. So, so you might, whatever you feel are those tools, you know, this could be short or long, but you have a plan of action. Once you say, these are the tools I need for the win, now you have a plan of action, which is key. So, all right, so here comes Jared. Maybe we'll let him talk a little bit, and he can fill me in on what happened. So I can cover some more things, but obviously this has turned into a monologue. go ahead. Why don't you cover a little bit of what you learned from our program director?
Program director.
Kind of maybe let them know a little bit of what happened, you know, why the show turned out a little bit unconventional.
Ah, so I'm like the tech talk guy explaining all the technical difficulties that
Let them know a little bit, maybe, you know,
okay,
a little fun, or talk a little bit about this if you want.
Well, let's explain why, because I'm getting people asking me, why isn't Jared talking? Because I've been running everything manually, basically, and helping people find out how to get the show to work on their different devices and whatnot. And I called the show director because the one time she tuned in, there was like a brief moment of dead air, so she thought we weren't on at all this entire time. So that's why she was like really apologetic in the text messages and stuff like that. But it's all good. I called her. She's really impressed, actually. And
with you.
Well,
you were able to figure it out. That was really cool. I mean, we were at Countdown, and it was like, okay, how come we're not in contact with her? But Jared was able to throw it together, got me on air in
a minute
less than 3 minutes. so you can't hold the phone very well. I'll hang up on you. So, yeah, so you did a really awesome job. I'm sure that's what she was saying.
So, yeah, that's basically, what did I miss? I wasn't here for this. I wasn't here for a little bit. I was on the phone. All right, so I'm going to do exactly what Mom just said, organizing. I'm kidding. No, what was the last thing that you just covered?
Well, I pretty much covered it all. We were going over specifics, which is what I wanted to do when we all were able to talk, if they called in. But shoot, I'm not sure how the call-in was.
No, we're not going to do, I told you we're not doing call-ins on the first show. Just because it's a complicated thingy, and I don't want to mess with that.
Okay.
Because she was saying we have to be taught for that. So I apologize about that. But other than that, everything is good. Yeah.
So what's the timing? What do we have? We're looking at
7:18 p.m. Let's take a look at the weather and give you guys an updated weather report.
From Mesa,
Arizona. And let's see here. Pulling up the weather really quick. It's actually feeling quite warm outside. Currently in Scottsdale, it's 102 degrees Fahrenheit. And the high for tomorrow is going to be 109 degrees, and the low is 84.
84.
But San Diego is 77 degrees Fahrenheit, sunny and clear. Mesa.
That's what one of our callers is.
Mesa is currently 102 degrees Fahrenheit. The high tomorrow is going to be 111, and the low will be 84. Right now it says it's cloudy outside. I'm not outside right now. No, I'm kidding. It was cloudy outside. I figured that out by standing outside. But.
Oh, I do wish that I could talk with you. I really want to hear some of what you're thinking and what your questions are so that we can go over, you know, really process what they want. Okay, so Jared's going to try it.
We're having fun in here. Guests, call in if you guys want to come hang out with us and chat it up and whatnot. 347-855-8301. That is 347-855-8301. All right, so we got somebody calling in. Hello there, what is your name?
Hey, this
Hello?
Is Liberty Lisa. I'm the one who was supposed to call in a long time ago.
Yeah, well, I guess Jared already knows what the lowdown was.
Yeah, I was just calling to listen in. You don't have to have to be muted. I just wanted to hear what you guys are doing. Great job.
Well, did you hear us hear? I heard that you only heard the dead space. Did you hear me talking?
No, I literally just called in. So I haven't had an opportunity to hear the show yet, but I'm here to be with you and to encourage you, and I'd love to hear it, and maybe I'll even chime in. I don't know.
Well, so because of how it went, you know, we went through, I had to basically do a teaching versus, you know, obviously us being able to do a show. So I went through the material in the first 15 minutes. And then until this time where you were talking with Jared, I went over, you know, some more specifics like I wanted to go over in this hour. But people needed to, you know, be able to hear, I guess, you know, be able to do some things, ask some questions. We'll do some practical things, find out, you know, walk through what their desired wins are so they can be an example, you know, that kind of thing. That's what we were thinking. But
nice,
not sure
nice.
Who's going to be here. So part of it we're considering is redoing the show next week.
So I like how the show turned into a discussion.
Right. I mean, that's what shows do, right?
I get
it. We problem solve is more specific.
Yeah.
Let people hear
it's
kind of what
went into it. It's an evolving thing, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So
sorry.
We didn't, for some reason we couldn't plug in the mic. You got that figured out too, right? So he's got his little surround.
That's around.
It's on the,
yeah,
on the audio.
Oh. My multifunctional microphone.
Yeah.
Wonderful thing about blog talks, it's done over the phone, you know, so you don't have to have fancy equipment, but, you know, it's, I'm sure it helps with sound quality and everything else. So, and then one of the other things is when people call in, and I don't know if you noticed that in the promo, but when they press one, that's when there's a little light that shows up next to their name. I'll do it right now and show you.
Okay,
did you see that?
I don't see nothing.
No, it's not right now. It didn't. When you called in, it came in.
Okay. Well, anyway, usually when you press one, it lights up, and that's kind of like them having their hands up saying, ooh, I want to talk. So.
Yeah.
So.
I had a few people before the show ever started saying that they wanted to talk, so that I'm wondering where they are. Are you out there? I'm sure they're not, because they're vocal. That's what
call
I'm
in.
About what they were going to say. No. 837-855-8301. Now I know the number by heart.
347.
Yeah, yep. So,
347.
347-855-8301. 35. That is my
message. 347-855-8301.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. All
right, now I'm going to goofball it.
Yes.
All right, so we can just probably end the show, right? And then just have to rebroadcast next week.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys through the full 2 hours, that's fine. You know, at least you had some good experience in there. If you want to end the show, you can press that little end the show button, that red end the show button, and then it'll hang up everybody and close you out of the studio, and it'll start the rebroadcast. So yeah, you can do that if you'd like.
Okay, totally up to you.
Usually,
go ahead.
Usually we do the 2 hour shows, but this is the first show, and you guys have been through a lot, so.
Yeah, it wasn't quite what we were expecting. But how do we know how many people are on the line? Because that would help. If anybody's on the line, then we'll say. But if nobody's here.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird situation. Sometimes you'll see numbers pop up, you know, and then you can go in and I was telling Jared, you can do private conversations with them and find out who they are and why they're calling and screen them in the little screen room. If they don't have their hands up, you can just mention while you're talking, hey, for anyone, I see we've got some callers listening in. If you want to talk, join in the conversation, press one that puts your hand up and I'll be able to know that you want to be brought into the conversation. And so I'll say that several times, you know, during the show. Although you can also screen people privately, so one of you's talking, the other one's screening, and go in the back room with these people and ask them, did you actually want to talk or are you just listening? And they'll tell you. There's more people that are listening than what shows up because we have different sources, you know, if people use their computers and stuff like that. So even if it doesn't look a whole lot, you know, the numbers might, I've had it be where it looks like there's only, you know, maybe four people calling and then I look at the numbers and it was 30. So, you never know. So just do a good show. Don't be concerned about all that. And part of getting the people in is promoting. You know, when you put together your Facebook meme and promote, and you'll feel more confident next week when I'll do a thorough training with you guys. So, if you want to go off air, we can actually take me in a private conversation so it stops recording. If you want to do that, or we could end the show and then just, and then you can call me and we can talk about it. But, because right now, this conversation that we're having is being recorded. So.
Yeah, it is. All right. So let's go ahead and what we're going to do for the next show, for anybody who's still on, we'll likely be just rebroadcasting this, but in a more fun format with Jared and I.
Instead of me running technical. Tech support.
Yep. So we may not actually go into discussion next week. We have some things that may create a conflict. So we may end up pre-recording part of it, and so we're working that out too. So, but anybody who's on air, if you can look us up on Facebook and give us some feedback and some comments or personal message us, you know, that would be great.
All right.
Jared, you want to say anything?
Cowabunga, dudes. Tune in next time.
All right, sign off. Thanks for attending. This
Bye.
Is your battle to win.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
So is it ended there?
Panera now delivers, so you can order good, clean food right to your office or door or porch or backyard or front yard or apartment or dorm or castle or shop or worksite or wherever. For lunch, dinner, and everywhere in between. Click the banner to order or visit PaneraBread.com. Participating locations only. Panera. Food as it should be.
It's time to give your tired old breakfast a wake-up call. At Jack in the Box, I'm introducing a brand new way to breakfast. Jack's Breakfast Pockets for $2 each. Choose between two grilled flour tortilla pockets filled with either ham or sausage, plus freshly cracked eggs and two melty cheeses. It's a hot, delicious breakfast deal.
Woo-hoo!
And it's just $2. So come try my new breakfast pockets for $2 each, only at Jack in the Box. Limited time only.